Hey, Audio Boosters, how you doing? It is a Wednesday night in good old Minnesota, or Wisconsin, depending on which side of the Mississippi you are standing on, and I'm feeling pretty happy about the day because tomorrow, Thursday, is my day to edit and produce this one-hour radio show, all pre-recorded, that I do for the Catholic Diocese of La Crosse, which runs on about five stations in our area. And it's a newsy kind of show. We have interviews with people, and I had a video crew out doing a video of a traditional church and explaining all about that. And this may sound very boring to you, those of you who don't care about this kind of stuff, but it's interesting. It's kind of fun to do. The nice thing, and from a technical point of view, is I just came home and I just was wondering how much time I had recorded, because it's really easy if I have more than an hour's worth of stuff. I can always cut stuff out, frequently myself, before the actual guest, to shave it down 5-10 minutes, whatever has to be done. What's really problematic is if I am short, say 5 or 10 minutes. 5 minutes, not so bad. I could talk a bit, maybe end with a song, something like that. 10 minutes, you're treading water, as they say. Well, anyway, I threw all three segments together, just a rough cut to see what they were. And I've got about 60 minutes of audio. I have to throw in about 4 minutes of commercials. It takes another minute or so for the intros to come in. So I'm home free. I'm home free. Well, tomorrow is going to be an easy, easy day. So I'm sitting here recording on my iPod Touch with my little 600-200 microphone, which is probably a little poppy. I have to get a little foam cover for it. It's a little thing about, looks like you've taken the back end off a ballpoint pen and stuck it in your iPod Touch. But it's not a bad machine. And I have several of the house cats visiting who are purring and making various noises, which you may or may not be able to hear. Most of my audio gear, and I have been recording for a lot of years, but also home recording, home editing, audio books and radio shows, I've been doing it for at least 20 years, if not longer. And virtually 99% of the gear that I have bought and used professionally, I have gotten from pawn shops. That's right, pawn shops. Now, in the old days, or as they now say, back in the day, pawn shops were these grubby little places. And now, in the United States especially, they're these well-lit places. And, you know, there's all these rock bands who break up. You know, things happen, right? And I've managed to find mixers and recording gear and microphones and all kinds of things at a fraction of the price I would have to pay for them if I bought them brand new. And since I kind of know my way around this stuff, I can go into the store and I can pick out the good stuff from the bad. And I even occasionally find a microphone at a thrift store, like a Goodwill store. I found a 1970s vintage dynamic microphone, bright chrome. This thing has got more chrome on it than a car bumper. And it's called the Balladeer. Great name, the Balladeer. And I looked it up, and it's a well-deserved, good-quality dynamic microphone, still in some demand among those who like the vintage sound of microphones from that era. And so I'm going to have to try out the Balladeer on a later, it's a great name. You know, I get to see this guy in a leisure suit, right, in the 1970s, you know, singing ballads in a nightclub in Las Vegas with his microphone. And then he fell on hard times. Or maybe he just got rich and retired and donated it to Goodwill, and then I bought it for $5. But anyway, a lot of fun looking at these things and basically wondering what the story is behind them. I just picked up, again, from the pawn shop, from the manufacturer Blue, who makes a variety of microphones. I've got several Blue microphone brand stuff, mostly smaller ones, but I picked up one called the Blue Snowball USB, which is about the size of an American softball, or like a really big snowball. It's white. It's kind of retro, cool, fancy, high-tech looking. And it actually has quite a bit of good sound to it, and you can adjust the pattern for a normal recording or a really loud person or a group. And I've tried it out on my laptop. I haven't tried it out on the iPod. I have to find my USB adapter to see if that'll work. But I was going to try it out tonight using Windows 8.1 and the audio boot version on Windows 8.1. But at this moment, I cannot figure out on the 8.1 Windows version of audio boot where you go to record something. There's no menu popping up saying anything. It's all just, do you want to listen to this? Do you want to listen to this? I don't even see a place to sign in. So if any of you know, if you got it running on Windows 8 or 8.1, where you go to start making a recording, I'll give it a try. In the meantime, I'm perfectly content to sit here and talk to you on my little iPod Touch, my now vintage iPod Touch, which has served me very, very well. Interestingly enough, I have very, very little music on it, but for everything else I use it for, it's still pretty darn good. I'm not going to go buy a new one because they've changed all the hardware connectors, and I'll just have to keep using this one until it breaks. I've also got an iPad 2, which I have been using for some recording using an adapter and XLR microphones, and the quality has been actually quite good. The only thing I don't like about it is typically I have to FTP it up to my website in order to get the file back down to my other computer. And that's a typical Apple thing. Unless I jailbreak the sucker, there's no way of getting the files off. And I did jailbreak this iPod Touch for a while, and it really wasn't that great. And then I was having some trouble, so I reset the whole thing and basically have it back as a stock unit again. So I'm not a big fan of jailbreaking these things. I am eagerly awaiting a Windows 8 refurbished 8-inch tablet from Asus, which may give me the best of all possible worlds. I can plug my USB mics into it. I can use my famous old Adobe Audition 1.5, and I can also just carry it around like a tablet. So that may end up usurping my little iPod Touch. Although, frankly, this little sucker has been very, very good to me, as the old joke from Saturday Night Live was about baseball. Anyway, that's it. I'm just babbling on here. But I'm very happy to be able to make a recording and talk to you folks. And I love to hear from you. I've had people dropping a note from as far away as China. And it's just so nice to hear from people from around the world and what's going on in your world as well. And if you have any suggestions for people to listen to, or you want me to listen to your stuff, by all means, let me know. I will be doing some classes in the La Crosse area on digital photography. Also, we are going to be doing some classes on how to self-publish, because I've been doing that for a lot of years. And my partner in teaching, Bob Metcalf, will be doing a class on the business side of becoming a professional photographer. It's one thing to go out and shoot weddings and do all that stuff. It's another thing to file your taxes and take care of all the stuff that has to be done. So that's all coming up as well. And as usual, you can go visit acpress.com. I will try to add more material to that website as well. It's been so busy, considering the fact that I'm supposed to be practically retiring. I'm not slowing down. I have to give a talk at the University of Wisconsin to a group of so-called seniors. And here I am, you know, practically retirement age, and here's Bob Metcalf, who's about the same, and we're going to get up on stage and go, here we are, we're both 20 years old, aren't we? We're not 20 anymore? Really? That's just too bad. And talking to these people who are, you know, maybe even younger than we are, who think they're getting old. I had a gentleman contact me, email, and I may have told you this before. He said that, I enjoy listening to you on the radio talking about digital cameras. I pretty much got the hang of my camera. I got all the buttons figured out and all the settings figured out. It took me a little while, he said. After all, I am 98. He's 98 years old, and he's learning digital photography. By golly, that's the way to keep the old brain going. So I don't want to hear you 40-year-olds going out, I just can't figure out this camera. It's too complicated. No, it's not. No, it's not. Just take the time, learn the buttons, read the manual, ask questions, go online, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you'll figure it out. Anyway, you guys have a real good rest of the week, and I will talk to you again soon.